A mobile healthcare coordination team was recently established in St John with the aim of providing access to healthcare for those experiencing homelessness in the city. The team also works with various community groups to provide healthcare and other needs, as well as assistance in accessing other services. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Stephanie Nielsen, manager of primary care based in St Joseph's Hospital, who manages various teams, including the mobile healthcare coordination team. Nielsen spoke about the importance of the work the team does and how they have been received by the community with whom they've been working.
So we call them the healthcare coordination team. It's a team made up of two human service counselors, a social worker two, who's the clinical coordinator, two licensed practical nurses, and a registered nurse. And what they do is they go right out into the community to deal with our most vulnerable population, whether that's in the shelters, whether that would be in encampments, in our partnerships such as Romero House, Avenue B, The Hub, Pulse. They work with Fresh Start. You know, they're right out there meeting the clients where they're at, and they're providing not only primary care services such as wound care, they also provide system navigation. So for instance, if a client needs a Medicare card and doesn't have a Medicare card, well, then they walk them through that process. Or if a client needs help filling out forms for disability, they help them with that. Or if they're unhoused and they're trying to find housing, they help them with that. So it's not just primary care health needs. It's all based on the social determinants of health, right? Your five pillars. So education, food security, financial, transportation, and health. Dealing with the most vulnerable population, it takes very special people who have the passion and the compassion and the empathy, right? Because as you would hear the team say, these people, they're vulnerable and they don't always feel at ease coming to us. So we go to them and we meet them where they're at. And oftentimes they just need to hear that they're being heard. So it really took special people to work in that environment. And we have such an amazing team. I'm so proud each and every day of the work they do. They get recognized. They're well known now in the community. They've built that trusting relationship. Really, to put in perspective, we hired the clinical coordinator first, and the registered nurse was a part of primary care who had a passion for the community. And then it took us a bit to find licensed practical nurses and the human service counselors and the admin position that supports them from the office. And we have really solidified that team. So they really came together, I think, the end of June, first of July. So they've been up and running now for 7 months, like solid.
I'm wondering whether you can speak to something of the experience on the ground, the experiences of the team so far. I mean, are you able to kind of like speak to any of that?
The team, you know, has worked very diligently to help the unhoused find housing. So they've been successful. I mean, it's not always a successful day, right? It's a hard, navigation's hard. It's hard for anybody, but they are able to leverage the partnerships with other government organizations and community partners to help this community. So they help with wound care. You know, oftentimes they're not comfortable coming up to urgent care. So we meet them where they're at. So they have wound care supplies right in their bag. They have blood pressure cuffs. They have, you know, and they can meet them where they're at to help them with those types of things and their primary care needs, as well as their navigational needs, right? We had, for instance, a gentleman who needed a cane, and we were able to get him a cane. Another one needed a bicycle to get to and from work, and we were able to help leverage and get him a bicycle. So it's not always what you see. I can only put it this way. So when you look at a client, they might be coming to you because they have a wound. Well, the wound might not be what they really need help with that day. They might need food, or they might need heat. For instance, the person they helped find a bicycle for, well, because they helped him find a bicycle, he could get to work. And because he could get to work, he could pay rent. You know, they're meeting them where they're at and with what they need.
How is the team able to sort of change its way of working with the individual clients and learning kind of what they experience on a day-to-day basis? How has that been able to change how they've been able to treat people in a kind of more holistic way, I suppose?
If you listen to the team speak, I went out with them one day and we were at Romero House, and they're sitting there and they say hello. They speak to people who may never have felt seen. And I was truly touched in the compassion that they show for each and every person out there. It doesn't matter what walk of life they come from, right? They're seeing people and hearing people, and that's what's impacting them. And the community partners, for instance, at Avenue B and the Hub and Romero House, and appreciate them so much because they are offering services and just trying to make a difference.
And I suppose that does kind of begin to go towards my next question, which is about how the broader St. John community has kind of received the healthcare coordination team.
Oh, I really firmly believe they are so well received by all our community partners and all the clients. The clients truly appreciate each and every one of them and what they do. I think there's often a misperception as well about that environment and that community, and we as a society need to change that perception.
It has impacts, I guess, beyond just the healthcare sort of side of it. But I mean, I kind of want to ask, do you feel the need to expand in staff or care given?
I think we continuously need to do more, not just for that population, across the board. The system is changing for the better with the implementation of the family health teams and what have you. But for that community in particular, that vulnerable community who has lost trust in the system, we need to go to them and build that trust back up. I mean, I can only do what I can do, and I can only empower the team as much as I can. But could we use more people? Absolutely. And I think, there's lots of community partners out there that are doing a lot of great work, and we don't do this alone either, right? It's a truly strong partnership, but I think there's always more we can do. I mean, there's always more we can do, right? Everybody's life is valuable. We need to have more compassion. We've got incredible amount of work ahead of us, but the work that they're doing is an incredible amount of work at the same time. The team is full of compassion and passion and empathy, and they see and they hear and they do what they can. And they work in great collaboration with our community partners.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.